With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. We are hearing from Border Czar Tom Homan, sent to Minneapolis by President Trump for talks with state and local officials about ongoing immigration enforcement operations.
In my meetings with folks so far, and most importantly, the governor and the AG, the Mayor Fry, we didn't agree on everything. I didn't expect to agree on anything.
But he says you can't fix problems if you don't have discussions. And so enforcement of immigration law goes on, as do those discussions. She wants to go from Capitol Hill to the Minnesota governor's office. Democrat U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar announcing that she is running for governor. The FBI has executed a search warrant in Georgia, seeking records tied to the 2020 presidential election, a contest that President Trump insists he won big.
FBI agents searched the election office in Fulton County, which is home to Atlanta. It's Georgia's most populous county and a Democratic stronghold. That location has been central to conspiracy theories over Donald Trump's 2020 election loss. For years, the president has insisted the election was tainted by widespread fraud, even though multiple courts and state and federal officials have found no evidence of fraud that would have altered the outcome. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Tennessee, Mississippi, and Louisiana lead the way when it comes to the number of utility customers without power in the wake of this week's major winter storm. PowerOutage.us says there's a total of around 255,000 outages across those three states. Property damage, but no injuries when a motorist repeatedly intentionally rammed his vehicle into the Chabad-Lubavitch World Headquarters in New York City, and a suspect is being held. On Wall Street, the Dow futures 22 points higher. This is SRN News. Another Ten Commandments monument goes up in Texas.
This one stands on the lawn of the Tarrant County Courthouse in downtown Fort Worth. Kelly Shackelford of the Christian legal group First Liberty cheered the monument, saying, quote, "Displaying the commandments on public grounds in Texas is consistent with Supreme Court decisions that recognize our religious heritage and the best of the nation's history and traditions. The Ten Commandments are a symbol of law and moral conduct." Michael Harrington reporting.
Authorities in Hungary have filed charges against Budapest liberal mayor over his role in organizing a banned gay pride event in the capital last year. Grigori Carasone, who has led Budapest since 2019, had been the subject of a police investigation following the June 28th march. The event was a violation of a national ban imposed by Hungary's conservative government. The Budapest chief prosecutor's office says the mayor has been charged for organizing the unlawful assembly. This is SRN News. All eyes are on the status of budget negotiations and a potential partial government shutdown.
Following the deaths of two people at the hands of federal agents in Minneapolis, Democrats want major changes to ICE.
We want to end roving patrols. We need to tighten the rules governing the use of warrants.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants accountability.
Federal agents should be held to the same use of force policies that apply to state and local law enforcement and be held accountable.
A third demand.
We want masks off, body cameras on.
Republicans will need Democratic votes to keep the government open when funding runs out at midnight Friday. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Few ripples washed over Wall Street after the Federal Reserve decided to keep its main interest rate steady, just as investors had expected. The U.S. stock and bond markets each remained at a relative standstill in yesterday's trading. More details at SRNNews.com.